Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Chad Moutre is our guest, 15 years. He's been hanging out with us, and we appreciate him very much. Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org is the website. You go there and find their Outlook survey. The new one is there, the last one, which includes reports, responses, taking into consideration some of the global economic stuff going on right now with the trade negotiations. It's during that period of time. So I think that's very timely, good information. Chad, a couple of things that I wanted you to report on for us in this last segment. As I've been talking about now for some time with our buddy Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB and others, the number one challenge of all businesses, and I'm sure manufacturing is the same way, is finding enough qualified people. But there's another issue, and we've talked about that quite a bit. That's kind of understood now. We've got lots and lots of repetitive, supporting, renewed information to talk about, to explains that I should say that verifies the problem with the workforce issue. But there's another thing that's rising right now that we haven't talked about much, and that's raw materials. Tell us about your report on that.
So this is something I hear all the time when I'm going out there. Input costs continue to get stronger, right? Now, to be fair, we've had a few years where input prices, overall inflation has been pretty minimal, right? Especially as energy prices fell, that kind of provided a nice cushion for us. But you've seen overall pricing pressures accelerate over the last 6 months to a year. And even in the Federal Reserve's preferred measure, which is the personal consumption expenditure deflator, we got a new one last Friday. You had year-over-year growth of 2.3%, and if you strip out food and energy, it was at the Fed's goal of 2. You're seeing producer price index numbers, which are a little stronger than that, around 3, closer to 3% growth. But you have, overall, just commodity prices are much stronger. You see that especially for steel and aluminum, primarily because of what we talked about in the first couple segments. But you're seeing in a lot of other categories as well. The National Association of Home Builders cited lumber in their last survey as something that you're seeing become a lot more expensive.
How much of this is a product of the hurricanes last year?
Well, certainly some
Especially
of it is the hurricane.
I mean,
you're seeing the hurricanes, I think, have a bigger impact on the supply of labor and the construction side. I mean, the work supply. I hear about the lack of workers, not just for small businesses, manufacturers, but also for construction workers, right?
Right.
And for truckers. Those are the big ones. I know you probably talked to Bob Costello at the American Trucking Association, too. But So that I think has an impact. I think the bigger thing is the global economy still looks good, right? We're overheating, I guess, as economists would say. There, the unemployment rate's the lowest since 2000. We added in the manufacturing sector around 25,000 workers over the last 8 months. Added 1.2 since the recession ended, and I don't see that challenge going away anytime soon. And you're seeing that effect also spill over into the commodity prices and just general inflation. None of those numbers are like horrible, right? We're not talking about stagflation or some of the things that challenged us in the 70s and 80s. But you are seeing a pickup in inflation, and that's a large part of why the Fed's, going to raise rates at least two more times this year. Because they want to stay ahead of that, right? They want to stay ahead of a strong economy and a strong labor market and some rising pricing pressures. They raised rates in June. They're going to raise them again more than likely in September. And
once or twice
if
more.
If things continue to go on the same path, you'll see a December increase.
Is the raw material price, is that coming from around the globe or just in the U.S.?
It's global. I mean, I think especially when you're looking at commodities, the fact that China's mm-hmm. been doing relatively well, that tends to increase yep. demand for commodities and pushes up mm-hmm. those prices.
So buckle up over the next year, wage pressures as well. You could have increased prices. To me, the implications here are you could have increased prices for your materials, small business owners, not only from the possibility of a tariff issue, but also from the standpoint of input costs, as you indicated a minute ago. Hey, Chad, good job today.
And that cuts into profits.
That's exactly right. No question about it. Hey, Chad, good job. Come back soon. Thanks again for 15 great years, and come back real soon.
Thank you.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, NAM, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. He's the chief economist there. We always get smarter when Chad joins us. Great report today for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.